Hello.
Mr. President, yeah. Mr. Boggs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, Caleb?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Say, I'm sorry to get you out of your meeting.
No, that's all
and,
right. It's a privilege to talk to you.
Yeah, but, I don't want to, try to arm twist an old friend, right. But as you know, I've just been talking to Ron Reagan, and
right.
he's, of course, very close to the problem, but he says that after the SST losing, yeah. And he says that if they lose this Lockheed thing, he says it's going to have a psychological impact in Southern California. We've got about 9.5% unemployment. That's unbelievable. And I just wanted to let you know, and I, if you can see your way clear to turn your back a little, I would appreciate it.
You're great. I'm trying, Mr. President, on this. I have a peculiar situation in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
My colleague over in the House side voted against it.
Oh.
And I don't want to be quoted. I think my colleague, a member of the committee here, is going to be against it.
Mm.
And my news journal papers and everything
everything you have.
My area there is against it.
Mm-hmm.
And the news journal papers, instead of just editorializing one time against it, I've done it four times.
Boy. That's right.
And I was just talking to my colleague a little while ago.
Sure.
I told him, I went so far as to tell him, I said, hopeful that he could vote for it, which would make it easier for me. I said, Bill, if you vote for it, now I can vote for it.
Yeah.
Now you're a member of the committee. Well, he's afraid he can't.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see what we can do there.
I'm going to keep open on the thing.
Yeah.
Clear up
yeah.
until I cast my
I understand.
Vote, Mr. President.
It's all we can ask. We'll have to get at him.
You're
okay.
Great to call.
Fine. Thanks.
Right. Bye.